the Prokeimen in the third tone. Great is our Lord, and great is his strength, and his understanding is beyond all measure.
Great is our Lord, and great is his strength, and his understanding is beyond all measure.
Praise ye the Lord, for a son is a good thing. Let praise be sweet unto our God.
Great is our Lord, and great is his strength, and his understanding is beyond all measure.
Great is our Lord, and great is his strength,
and his understanding is beyond all measure.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Acts of the Holy Apostles.
Let us attend.
In those days, many signs and wonders were done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people magnified them. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the streets, and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. And a multitude also gathered from the cities close to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But at night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors, and brought them out, and said, Go, stand in the temple, and speak to the people all the words of this life. Spirit
is come.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Come, let us sing with joy to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to God, our Saviour.
Unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, He showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed upon them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore saith unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he unto Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and saith unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they which have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beatitude, one of the Beatitudes that we don't sing every Sunday. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. If you listen to the noise of secular society, they will tell you time and time again that they find no evidence for the existence of our God. They are constantly telling us in their pride that there is no God. There is so much secular talk in our society today. They look for some kind of evidence. Perhaps they look for miracles. Perhaps they look for God intervening into society. But actually, the greatest evidence is rather different than this. If you read the first chapters of the Acts of the Holy Apostles, The evidence that Jesus had risen from the dead can be found actually amongst the apostles themselves. The people are amazed at the apostles. They are astonished, the Bible says. They are astonished that these people who were ordinary people all of a sudden are able to proclaim an extraordinary gospel and indeed to live it in an extraordinary way. So the early disciples are people who have been transformed by the resurrection of our Savior. Now, in some ways, this Sunday is all about a very simple response to the resurrection of Christ. St. Thomas says, unless he can put his fingers into the marks of the nails, and unless he can thrust his hand into the side of our wounded Savior, he will not believe. Our Savior knew that thought, and 8 days later he appears unto his disciples, and he says, Thomas, put your finger into my hands, and thrust your hand into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. Imagine how St. Thomas must have felt when he saw his risen Lord and realized how deep his doubt had been. He had not believed the other disciples until he had got empirical evidence. Now the world will not believe that there is God until they have empirical evidence. One of the songs that we sing at Pascha, shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Where is that New Jerusalem? Actually, we are the New Jerusalem. We are those who have inherited the promise of the resurrection. And as we sing, shine, shine, the New Jerusalem, so actually we, as Christian people, should be shining with the light of the resurrection. When people seek for empirical evidence as to where God may be, actually, we are the empirical evidence. And we should be the empirical evidence that Christ is risen from the dead. Our lives should be completely and radically different, because our lives are bathed in the resurrection light of Christ. So we should shine with his glory in our everyday lives. St. Seraphim of Sarov greeted everybody day after day with Christos for Christ. Always he greeted people with the chant of the resurrection. For him, he taught that everything is transformed through the resurrection of Christ our Savior. And so he adopted as his everyday greeting, Christos Voskres. Now we have about 6 weeks to copy what St. Seraphim set out to do, to proclaim that people are changed and transformed by the resurrection of our Savior. So for the next 6 to 8 weeks, we should be saying Christos Voskres when we greet one another. And we should give a kiss to one another, a triple kiss, in order to show the joy of the resurrection. If people say to us, where is the evidence? Then perhaps it's because we are not proclaiming the evidence in our lives. If people, secular people, ask us, where is thy God? Actually, they should begin to see God in you and in me. They should begin to see the light of the resurrection in your life and in my life. And that is the challenge of this day. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. But we all need the consolation of evidence. And you and I are the evidence of the resurrection of Christ, as long as we live the life that we are called to live. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Dance now and be glad. So actually, at this time of year particularly, we should reflect the paschal joy. We should reflect the beauty and the wonder and the amazement of the resurrection. And our lives should truly shine with the risen life of Christ. Christos was risen.
Christ was risen.
Christ was risen.
Christ was risen.